Case, choose approach for Rawl and Simonetta. The following case study helps financial counselors think about how they would apply the skills discussed in this area. Note the open-ended questions at the end of the case. To be proactive in your education, consider writing responses in your personal study notes before reading the sample responses. Case, Rawl and Simonetta are a client couple who are expecting their first child. Counselor, welcome back, Rawl and Simonetta. How did your first new parent class go? Simonetta, it went really well. Thanks for helping us find these classes. There is so much to learn. Rawl, laughing heartily, now all we need to do is figure out a budget that includes baby, learn about life insurance, estimate our hospital birthing costs and how to finance them, learn about our maternity and paternity leave rights, and pick out a baby name. Counselor, yes, we do have a lot of varied financial counseling education goals to cover, don't we? But I'll leave the baby naming up to you. Rawl and Simonetta laugh. Simonetta, so which topic should we cover today? I'm not feeling as tired today, so maybe we could do a hard one. Counselor, how we approach these educational subjects is the first thing I wanted to discuss. But you bring up a good point, Simonetta. How well you learn is affected by things like being too tired. So if this or something else occurs, we can switch things up to suit where you are at today. As far as the education sessions go, I'd like to try an approach that has evidence of being effective in terms of what you will remember later. Rawl, what's that? Counselor, this approach requires both of you to be active participants, such as by taking your own notes. Simonetta, you don't have handouts? Counselor, the work you put in is part of the process. We can still do handouts later. The approach I am suggesting is that instead of addressing one subject per session, we break up each subject into 10 to 15 minute chunks and revisit each subject in each session. We can start each later session by having each of you recall what you have learned on that subject, and if applicable, share a story from your life that relates your experiences to the subject in some way. Rawl, won't jumping between topics get confusing? Simonetta, it sounds good to me. I have a short attention span anyway. Counselor, it may be a little more work, but remember that if you don't put in effort, you don't get effective results. Rawl, but what if I forget things between sessions? Counselor, actually, that is totally normal. Forgetting is an expected and needed part of learning. You get some space to forget the information, so you are required to work to remember it. You practice remembering it now so you can remember it again later once all the classes are over. And to Simonetta's point, it will also keep things from getting dull, which is a surefire way to learn nothing. Rawl, so when we come back in, there will be a test. Counselor, no, not a test, since you can't fail. I can help fill in some things you don't remember each time, and then we will build on what you know with some new things. However, there may be some homework. For the budgeting for baby goal, for example, I am going to propose that after we determine together how much is needed for your baby expenses, you set aside this much money each month of your pregnancy to see how well you manage to pay your other expenses without that money. Simonetta, oh, I like that, and we'll start saving some money. I'm not a saver. Counselor, how about we restate that more positively? You have not had much practice saving yet. Simonetta, I like that. Rawl, in this other training I took at work, they said I was an auditory and visual learner, so hands-on work doesn't fly for me. Counselor, if we adopt a growth mindset, Rawl, another way to say that is that you have not had much experience with hands-on experiments yet. But perhaps even that is not true. Can you think of a time when you needed to learn something on the job? Rawl, I guess so. I had to learn how to use spreadsheet formulas before there was all this good online training or AI out there. Counselor, just so. Rather than putting yourself in a box of I am this or that sort of person or learner, we will use whatever methods best suit the learning need. If either of you need to develop a few learning skills along the way, we can work on these too. Question 1. Sometimes financial counseling is described as remedial, preventive, or productive counseling. What sort of counseling are Rawl and Simonetta getting? There may be more than one right answer here. Question 1 sample response. Rawl and Simonetta are trying to get ahead of their upcoming baby expenses by preparing themselves with knowledge on a number of financial topics. This could be described as a preventive counseling session because it is working to keep these financial issues from becoming a problem later. It might also be described as productive counseling because having a baby is an opportunity that can be optimized, not a crisis. Making a distinction is not particularly important. Question 2. Why would forgetting be important to learning? What are some other benefits of revisiting concepts? Question 2 sample response. Forgetting is a natural process all humans have. Learning needs to take this into account. Practicing remembering is a more realistic part of how humans learn. Revisiting a subject also allows people to mull over the subject in the interim and come back with questions. People learn things more thoroughly each time they revisit them. Changing things up also helps prevent boredom or learning fatigue. Question 3. At one point, Simonetta says she is not a saver, which is a common statement that comes up in popular culture as a money personality. Rawl also describes himself as an auditory and visual learner, not a hands-on learner. What is the danger of using these descriptors for oneself? What was good or bad about how the counselor handled these things? Question 3 sample response, saying one is a saver or one is not a hands-on learner are descriptions about oneself or someone else that imply that people are these things and that, by implication, they cannot be changed. The counselor recognizes this and applies a growth mindset, rephrasing these statements as statements of fact about the past and implying with the yet that they are areas that the clients are capable of improving. A better way to handle this would be to spend a little more time on it and use reflection to help each client come to this conclusion on their own and make their own less self-limiting statement. Also, Simonetta says she has a short attention span, which is another example of self-limiting talk that the counselor did not address.